The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers, taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I hope you're going to have a good time listening. We'll see what happens, what the Lord provides. And if you want to give me a call, we have five open lines wide open. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. And if you are interested in watching, not a big deal, but I'd like to let people know that you can go to carm.org, carm.org, and you can watch the show there. I'm sitting in my office, sitting in a chair, a comfortable chair, too, I might add. And behind me, I have a little thing of a couple of religious kind of things, Christian things behind us. And then I have a glowing lamp. It's a moon. It's totally cool. It's magnetic, you know, and you can spin it and all that kind of stuff. Love that kind of stuff. All right. So if you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. And you can also watch on Facebook if people are interested in that as well. All you gotta do is go check it out. And we have a nice community of people too who join us in varying rooms, and they it all conglomerated into one area so that we can see all the texts and stuff inside of StreamYard, which is something we use, which is pretty good. And so, anyway, if you want to be part of that, you can give me a call, and or you can watch. Okay, whew, all right, lots of stuff going on. I just released a Patreon video just 15, 20 minutes ago, and I'm increasing the discussions and studies on the issue of persecution of the coming church. I believe that that Christian church will be persecuted. I've got some information that I've not consolidated yet, but I'm going to be working on a new section or subsection in CARM, under the persecution area, dealing with some of the movements that are happening within our government to categorize terrorists, domestic terrorists, and how some of the categorizations can include Christians and people like myself, because we don't agree with homosexuality, we don't agree with Black Lives Matter, which is a terrorist organization. And I'll be hopefully documenting some of the hypocrisy that's going on and making myself a target. So I would covet your prayers, because when we do this kind of a thing, when we start tackling the unbelievers, the issues of false teaching, you got to understand that this, you know, it's a serious thing, and a lot of let's just say the demonic forces don't really like what we do. So what I want to do at this point is for those of you who are watching the video, what I do is I stream this, and I can share the screen so that you can see the Bible program on the screen. Now, you can't see it on the radio, of course, but I can do that. So if you're interested in watching and you can see some of the stuff I'm going to be pointing to, you can go to carm.org, carm.org, and you can watch. It's not that big a deal. You don't have to, of course. Don't do it while you're driving. And I just want to remind you that we have five open lines. I want you to give me a call, folks. Don't make me come out there. 877-207-2276. And so as I was talking about some stuff, you know, the persecution that's coming, it is. And I want people to become equipped, and I want Christians to become ready. In my opinion, the Christian church has been lax in its duty to pick up the cross and follow after Christ, as Luke 9:23 says, and to they failed miserably, the church as a whole has, in making disciples of all nations, per the Great Commission of Jesus in Matthew 28:19-20. And I believe, though, that because we have the Lord, and because the Christian church, all it has to do is repent and turn to Christ and confess its sins individually and corporately, turn to Christ, and then ask God to use us and move us in society, great things could be accomplished, because we do have the power of God in us as redeemed people, and we can move with that power of truth and the Word of God, the person and work of Christ. And I believe that that is something we can do. And for those who don't want to, I believe the coming persecution will purify the church and will bring people to realize which side are they going to rest in, the side of Christ. And when Jesus says, follow me, pick up your cross and follow me daily, it's what Jesus said. Or do you want to follow the ways of the world and just go for comfort? Because one is problematic and the other, of course, is not. Jesus says in Luke 9:23, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow after me. And if you were to go to let's see, let me do this. If you were to go to Revelation chapter 3, it's really interesting what's in there, particularly the message to Laodicea, the Church of Laodicea. And incidentally, I've been to Laodicea. I've actually been there. And I can still remember the ruins, and it was totally cool. It really was. But this is what it says in Revelation 3:14. To the angel of the Church of Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, in the eye salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Now, I can go and talk about this more. This is out of Revelation 3. But what I'm trying to get people to understand is that the Christian church today is pretty much lukewarm. What it does is it cowers at the face of persecution and social pressure and the mockery of Christianity in the movies, in the media. And it just says, well, we'll just, you know, wait for the rapture and we'll just turn the other cheek, and because Jesus is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer dude, and he's not going to let us suffer because we're Americans and pre-trib rapture and blah, blah, blah. And this is not true. And so because of it, the Christian church has become weak. And so one of the things we try and do in this show is to help strengthen the Christians. And as Charlie and I, we meet every single time, almost every single time. You know, one of us might be sick or out of town or whatever, but we meet every single time before the show and we pray. And I pray for wisdom and pray for, and today we pray for the listeners who are Christians to be equipped and the unbelievers to hear the word of truth. This is what we do because this is one of the outreaches that God has ordained in his church. All right. So if you want to continue to listen, hopefully be equipped. If you're an unbeliever, maybe you might be intrigued. Who knows? We want you to come to faith in Christ. And if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, to become equipped. Because if your pastor is not teaching you how to become equipped to do the work of ministry, if he's just babysitting you, go find another church. And find a church that's equipping Christians. This is what we're going to be needing more and more. Let's get to Lacia from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Welcome. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Lacia or Lacia? I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but there you are.
Yes, I am. Yes, mm-hmm. I am calling because I love the show. I love your program. I love the Christian teachings. But I just want to say, just out of concern, that I just heard the statement that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group.
Yeah, it is.
And that's not a truth. And you speak so often about the truth, and that's what's concerning, because that is not a truth.
Yes, it is. You can go to my website. Black Lives Matter is a socialist Marxist organization. It is not a Christian organization. It is anti-Christian. Period.
So anti-Christian is
absolutely
different words than you saying terrorist.
No.
You said anti-Christian, but you said terrorist. That's Those two different statements.
Well, what's a terrorist? A terrorist is someone who goes into an area and loots and robs and does mayhem, burn things down. And we know that Black Lives Matter people have done that.
Well, no, there are individual people that do that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There are individual people that do that, but not the group as itself, as the same uh-huh. as, and I'm not racist, but as long as you say mm-hmm. some white supremacist groups do this, but all whites don't do this, but that doesn't make everyone a terrorist.
Well, of course, I agree with you. But Black Lives Matter,
but you made the statement.
It's an evil organization.
It is not.
Yes, it is. Let me read to you some of the stuff it says. Let me read to you what it says. This, I did an article on them very early on. They've altered their website. This was on 9/18 of 2020. It's almost a year ago. So the website has changed, but I got their information. And so they say, we are guided by the fact that all black lives matter. And I have no problem with black people mattering and white people mattering, brown people. I don't have any problem with that. Everyone's made the image of God. But we should not differentiate based on skin color. It should be something different. But nevertheless, we are guided by the fact that all black lives matter, regardless of our actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status or location. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on, it says, we make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. We are self-reflexive and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. Now, that means, cisgender means, you know, I'm a man who likes women. I'm a male
okay.
is attracted to females. That's cisgender.
Okay.
And dismantle cisgender privilege. So now I'm privileged somehow because I prefer women over men? And it says, and uplift
okay.
uplift black trans folk, especially black trans women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. So now what it's doing
okay.
is it's condemning, it wants to dismantle to some degree, just normal God-created male-female and make plans and supply the idea of transsexual people to be in places of authority and leading. It
okay.
goes on. We build a space that affirms black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments in which men are centered. So it's really? So men are centered? If we have any place like that, we can't have it? You know, what about a construction site? Men are just physically better at doing construction work than females overall because it takes more muscle mass to do stuff. It's not saying one's better than the other. Different people are qualified for different kinds of things. And if you're going to say it's man-centered, we got to undo that, that's ridiculous. Which, incidentally,
okay.
I recommend that people go to Netflix and look up the movie The Red Pill. Go watch it. It's a feminist who does documentation, and it's really interesting, The Red Pill. Anyway, how about this? We make our spaces family-friendly, which is a lie, and enable parents to fully participate with their children. We dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work double shifts so that they can mother in private, even as they participate in public justice work. And there's more. We get from the break, I'll read some more. Okay, from their own information. We gotta hold because our connection is pretty bad there. I'm gonna read more about Black Lives Matter. It is not a good movement, folks. It is not. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. All right. Let's get back to, let's see, Lacey. How do you pronounce your name? I want to make sure I get it right.
Lacey's fine.
Lacey? Okay. Lacey. All right. Well, I've got more information. Okay. This is from my website. All right. And what BLM stands for, what it supports. And it says,
I'm still looking for the definition of them being a terrorist.
What would you say a terrorist
That's
group is? That promotes violence, that promotes destruction, that promotes the destruction of society for causing problems in society, to make people fearful, to cause division.
But that is not what the Black Lives Matter is about. If there's a Black Lives Matter that is out there to protect Black
Don't let them fool
Black
you.
Lives being matter,
don't let them
this
fool
is
you.
What I am saying, there. This
don't let
is
them
what
fool
I
you.
Am saying. There are a group of people that care about Black Lives Matter. With diversity, not saying that other lives don't matter.
Okay. But you're being fooled.
Excuse me, Leisha.
You're being fooled by Black Lives Matter. I've done the research. Let me continue to read. Let me continue to read what they say. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
It says, we know, for example, there's a bit, disrupt the nuclear family. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure required by supporting each other as extended families and villages. He wants to disrupt mom, dad, and children. Wants to disrupt the nuclear family. Is that good? Of course it's bad.
Is that a terrorist? Is that a terrorist?
You keep coming back to this. Let me ask you a question. Are you just going to...
Okay, I
need to ask you something. Are you just going to sit on that one word and focus on that one word? Are you? I've responded to you several times.
I am because
you what?
You said it at the onset, and that's what I want to know. How do you determine them to be a terrorist? Because that was the statement. So that's what I'm trying to hear.
Terrorists use force, coercion, and fear to bring about what they want. Right? Is that right? Are you there?
You talked about burning down.
Okay, I'm asking you a question. Do terrorists use force? Do they use intimidation? Do they use fear to bring about what they want? Is that what they do?
That is what terrorists do, but Black Lives Matter doesn't do that.
Okay, now, that's what they do. That's what they do. All right?
Huh?
So, I'm just trying to read through some of the stuff that they do. Why is it that when Black Lives Matter moves through areas, in fact, here in Idaho, we had Black Lives Matter come up, and we found out that what they wanted to do was cause problems. We have people on the inside. And the people on the inside said their plan was to go and cause a riot, to cause problems, to be filmed so they could get sympathy. And they have film crews there. I don't know if you know that, but there are informants inside the Black Lives Movement as they go through different places. And I'm proud to say that we Americans here in Idaho showed up with our guns. And everybody, there were hundreds and hundreds of people out there. Just police. I mean, just politely just walking around with guns. And the Black Lives Matter came. No one's going to hurt them. But you know what? They stayed on a single corner. And then I went, when some others went, and we preached the gospel. So they were there. Why are they coming here to Idaho? What do they want to accomplish? Why are they moving into our society here? And then whenever they go in, there's dissension, there's problems, there's the fear of them being there. What are they trying to accomplish? They want to disrupt our society. That is part of what terrorists do, to disrupt society. Okay, what we're going to do, she won't let me finish, I'm going to move on. I'm going to continue to read about Black Lives Matter. This is what the site has said. It says this, we foster a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. So it wants to disrupt and cause problems among the people who believe in heterosexuality. This is something that brings fear because it makes me worried. What else are they going to do? It says there are two deadly viruses, COVID-19 and white supremacy. We know that police don't keep us safe. That's what it says. We need to get rid of the police. Donate today. It says we donate. We appreciate your support of the movement and our ongoing fight to end state-sanctioned violence. Liberate black people and end white supremacy forever. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I read stuff like this, I'm going, what the heck is going on? What white supremacy? What? You know, I don't know about any white supremacy. And all of a sudden, what they're doing is constantly digging up things and constantly causing division and constantly causing people to be apprehensive. And it's causing racial tension. This is part of what terrorism does, is it separates people inside and causes fear. They want to eradicate white supremacy. The criminal justice system is corrupt, they say. They want to defund the police, promote LGBTQ, dismantle cisgender privilege, promote the destruction of the nuclear family, and support leftist Democratic candidates. Coolers is one of the co-founders of BLM and is a self-proclaimed Marxist who supports the Radical Breathe Act. She's a Marxist. She says she's a Marxist, which is anti-constitutional, which means in Marxism you don't have freedom and you don't have rights. You have to be subservient to the state. This is what she promotes. Does that cause you to be afraid? Does it cause you to be worried? Absolutely it should. And what the Breathe Act does, quote, here's some of the things. Developing a time-bound plan to close all federal prisons and immigration detention centers. What? Close all prisons? Federal prisons? Decriminalizing and retroactively expunging drug offenses. So if you've committed drug offenses, yeah, you'll be set free. Abolishing state gang databases. Well, gangs are horrible. And now what they want to do is say get rid of all the information about the gangs. Why would they want to do that? Because if they want the gangs to move around so they can do their stuff, their violence. It says another one is until ICE and CBP are fully dismantled, ending state and local police entanglement with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, and all federal immigration and formal agencies. They want to get rid of. In other words, don't enforce our laws and our borders. Let everybody come in. What do you think is going to happen if everybody comes into this country? It will destroy our country. This is what Coolors supports. She's a Marxist, and she's one of the founders of BLM, and she supports the Breathe Act. And I've got the documentation on the website. And the Breathe Act also says, developing curricula that examine the political, economic, and social impacts of colonialism, genocide against indigenous people, and slavery. You know, it's just causing division. Providing free, high-quality health care services at schools and or at nearby student and family-focused centers, which services include reproductive body autonomy. In other words, free access to abortion to kill babies. It goes on, providing full and free access for all people and undocumented incarcerated people, and allowing local and state resident voting for undocumented people. It's a takeover of our country. This is what's going on. This is what BLM is advocating. It's a bad group. Folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Let's get to Nelson from Bakersfield. Nelson, you're on the air.
Hey, Matt. God bless.
God bless.
Yeah, I got a question regarding Matthew 24, verse 29 through 31.
Yeah, I love that section of Scripture.
Oh, man. Can you read that real quick?
And ask sure. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the sky with power and great glory, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Okay.
Well, I guess I got two questions within this passage. First one, is it the elect that there, is that referring to the nation of Israel?
No. The elect refers to those people who are chosen of God. That's what it's talking about.
Okay. Yeah, because my other question with that was, is it related to second, was it 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it talks about
yes.
the dead shall rise first, and then
yes.
those who are alive are caught up with the Lord. So that's yep. the same in episode, for like, not episode, but you know what I mean? The same instant it happens at that moment.
That's what it looks like. And what's really important, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. So the rapture, yeah. the collection of the elect from one sky to the end of the sky to the other is after the tribulation. That's what Jesus says right there in Matthew 24, 29 yeah. through 31. Yeah.
And that's,
it's,
like, and that's,
yeah.
it's just right, yeah, it's right there. And it's just like, I mean, me myself, I was taught, like, you know, as the rapture.
Yep.
And I believe it. I mean, and I do see it there, but the way you brought, the way the Lord helps you
mm-hmm.
bring out the scriptures about the age and the age to come.
Yep.
Wow. There's no way around it.
That's right. Now notice and, this. It says in Matthew 24:21, and then there will be a great tribulation, such as not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will, unless those days be cut short, no life will be saved, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. If anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, there he is, don't believe in him. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and deceive many, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you in advance. So if they say to you, behold, he's in the wilderness, don't go. In the inner rooms, don't go. Just as a lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. But immediately after the tribulation of those
after
days.
After the tribulation.
Yeah. So the elect there is talking about everybody, not just Israel. And
okay.
It's after the great tribulation, which says, for then there will be a great tribulation. Now, I'm going to take that for literal right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that after the tribulation is when Christ comes back and we're gathered, because it says he gathers his elect. And when you go to Matthew 13, he says, allow, you know, the wheat and the tares, allow both to go together till the end of the age. I'll say to the reapers, yeah. first gather the tares. So pre-trib rapture, I'm sorry, I'm going to step on toes, but pre-trib rapture just goes tumbling down the hill.
You know? Yeah, like, honestly, when I hear now when I hear preachers talk about the rapture, I kind of like cringe a bit, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. You know, it just, because, I mean, I look at it as what yeah. the Lord plans, that's where I stand on, and my hope is in Christ. So if we have to go through the tribulation, hey, so it be. I mean,
that's
I know that I'm with
Peter.
My Lord, so...
So 1 Peter yeah. talks about. He says we're going through trials and tribulations and things like that, and he starts referencing it in verse 6 of 1 Peter 1. And he talks about our faith and our hope is in Christ. That's what he says our hope is. And when it talks about the blessed hope, the coming of Christ, that's his return. But the pre-tribulation people... And can we say something? The reason I'm tackling this more and more... Before, I wouldn't really worry about it. I've been on radio for 16 years. You believe in pre-trib rapture, who cares? But because of the persecution that I believe is coming, and how our government is turning against us, and social media, and the people, the private sector is in control, and brainwashing, CRT, you know, critical race theory, the Equality Act, all this kind of stuff, which I believe is precursors to an oppression that's coming, then, you know, the Christian church needs to be prepared. The pastors and the elders need to start preaching on this. If they're going to start preaching that we're going to escape all of this stuff, then I think they're doing a disservice to their people. You don't find any place in Scripture that says we're going to get taken out of it. You find, just like what you read, or what I read that you want me to read, it says, after the tribulation, then he gathers his elect. That means the elect are here during the tribulation period. It's so stinking simple. And yet they say, nope, pre-trib yeah. rapture is how it's supposed to be. We're all going to get out. It's not what the Bible teaches. And so I want people to be equipped for having to go through this, not for the idea, oh, we're going to get out, so don't worry about being equipped. There's a huge difference in potential result in these philosophical positions. Okay?
Wow. Yeah, one more last thing. Can you read just verse 30 itself?
Yeah, and then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the sky with the power of great glory. Yep.
Okay, because I have my phone, and I misheard it. I thought it says, and they see him pierced that's referring to the nation of Israel, right? They will see him pierced.
I would have to, you know, I'd have to look at that again, because the nation of Israel didn't see Jesus pierced, only the few people around him. So if we take it literally, well, then that might be 10, 20, 30, 100 people maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But if it means the entire Israel, then what we're doing is we're saying, well, then they saw him pierced. That means the whole bunch of people. Well, it wasn't just Israel who put him to death. Rome did it as well. And you go to Acts 4:27 about that. So then we get into interpretive slight difficulties and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it's in New Testament. I think it's in Isaiah where it says it, right, also? Or where they will see the man,
whom
they crucified. Yeah. And I think it's in Isaiah.
Daniel.
I'm sure.
Daniel 7:13, it says, I kept looking. Now, this is not from memory. I'm looking at the pop-up thing on the notes of the verses. I kept looking at this night vision, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, and one like the Son of Man was coming, and he came up to the Ancient of Days who was presented before him. Daniel 7 talks about this.
Oh, okay. I read it before. I think it's in Isaiah. I just want to quick before I let you go. I think it's in Isaiah, but where it says that you'll come and the people will see him with the pierced, pretty much, I'm just kind of paraphrasing.
Right.
Yeah, and so I would think Christ will come back and he will appear to the nation of Israel, right? Him being pierced?
Well, I don't want to get into too much because we got callers waiting, and it gets into the ideas of interpretive methodology.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is Revelation 1:7. Behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. So every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn. So what does that exactly mean? Well, we could clearly say everybody's going to see him. Even those who are alive at the time of Christ are going to see him when he returns.
So there will be already a resurrection happening
of some sort.
There's
a lot of conjecture about what that means and how it's going to work, but we don't know yet. Okay, buddy.
Okay. All right, Matt. Thank you again.
Okay. God bless. All right. Let's get to Christine from Southwest Virginia. Christine, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing all right, by God's grace.
Hey, it's funny. I didn't plan on at all referencing BLM when I called, but I am part of the Californian Exodus. I am an original or native Californian, and I've been out of the state now for 3 years, happily out of the state.
Yeah. I've been out 17.
Good for you. I hope I reach 17, and I hope nothing, God forbid, creates a scenario where I have to go back. But anyway, so I was originally in D.C., and then I went down to Richmond. And I was there when George Floyd died, and all the violence broke out. And I was, I thought before that Richmond was a pretty nice place to live. Didn't really love it or hate it, but after that, it just turned into such a... The tone and the energy there, seeing all the violence, seeing the city desecrated, seeing, all the stores boarded up, and the graffiti and the hate speech, and the statues, desecrated and everything coming down. I had friends that were trying to convince me that BLM was a peaceful cause and a peaceful group of people that were just trying to, bring light to, to maybe some information that, I guess those of us that weren't enlightened needed to have.
We have a break coming up. Can you hold on, Christine? We have a break. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a hard break.
Yeah.
We're going to take it. We'll be right back, okay? Hey, folks, we'll be right back with Christine right after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Let's get on the air here with Christine. Okay, welcome back.
Hey, Matt. So I try to engage in some conversations with my African-American friends, and I even challenged them, because one of the first things I did when I got to Richmond is I wanted to experience the original slave trail. Mm-hmm. And, it was a little difficult to not necessarily to discover where the trail was, but to actually find where Slave Central was. And I finally got there, and I was driving, and I was going under the underpass of the highway, and it said, my GPS said, you arrived. And it was just a giant green football field-sized area. And I thought, this is it? This is where, this is Slave Central, this is where the gallows were, and the executions and the trading and the,
okay,
you know,
I'm a little
burials.
Confused. I'm sorry. You're talking about something, I'm not following you, but do you have a question, though?
Yes, I do. Well, I just was, the comment, though, before the question was just that I was confused as to why BLM was rioting and causing so much violence, like around where the Confederate statues were. And the question I was asking my friends was, why wasn't anybody there present at where really all the violence took place and protesting against that? Because really it's completely unmarked.
The reason is that the police and the forces and all that weren't there because they're too busy closing down churches from the peaceful people who, you know, who believe in God.
Right.
And they're doing that kind of a thing because, hey, it was free speech.
Yeah.
You know, the riots that happened in Portland and Antifa and everything else, it's free speech. But, you know, if you gather for a barbecue, I'm sorry, you got to be persecuted for that. The hypocrisy of the movement and of what's happening in society and the news media is just incredible. The only way this makes sense is if there are people behind the scenes somehow, somewhere, pulling strings to move us towards a Marxist socialist regime where persecution of that which holds the country together increases, and where those things that cause the country to fall apart are not tackled. So this is what's happening in the news media. This is what's happening in social media. And, you know, when they start censoring people. I have a friend who said that that he wrote homosexuality was a sin. Instantly, the account on Facebook was that thing was blocked. You can't even say it's a sin.
Yeah,
you know, it's persecution.
Exactly, and I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm probably entering into a season of persecution myself because, you know, so I wanted some peace. I up and moved to Southwest Virginia, not having a job here, not knowing a soul, feeling the Lord so clearly calling me here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went through the pain of an abortion when I was much younger, and I just recently grieved that, and I really feel the Lord is calling me to really participate pretty strongly in the pro-life movement.
Good, you should.
And hopefully minister to women that are post-abortive themselves.
Good.
So I've been volunteering go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we got a lot of callers waiting, but I'm for what you're doing there with post-abortive.
Yeah, the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm getting ready to do the 40 Days for Life march that's coming up here, and you know, I know that, you know, being on the front lines, you know, already just going there and praying, you have people mocking me, and you know, saying the most vile things. But
the left is so tolerant.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and my question to them would be, well, if you're pro-choice, then why can't I be here sharing information with a woman who's considering an abortion that might need something to think about? Well, through that, I met
No, that's oppressive. No. The left and the demonic forces behind it wants death. And if you speak truth, they're going to attack you. They're servants. We've got to realize, and I'll be writing about this from a spiritual perspective, that we are at war with spiritual and dark forces in high places.
And that's what I have to continue to remember when they when they mock and jeer that's a demonic force.
Yes, it is. It is. I'll be writing more about it and stuff like that. We got to get going. We got callers, okay?
and just one last thing. So I'm getting ready to have breakfast tomorrow with a Catholic friend who's very open to conversation. My last question is, where would you suggest I start?
Start with the personal work of Jesus Christ. I've written over 100 articles on Catholicism. And and what I do with Catholics is say, can you pray to Jesus? Yes. If you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, will he? And that's the discussion you want to have. If they say no, you got to go to Matthew 7. Which talks about, God gives gifts to those, and you know, how much more. And you got to trust him. And if he says, well, yeah, Jesus will forgive you for sins, then why are you going to a priest? Because you have Jesus, and your salvation is free in Christ. And I can give you a lot more stuff, but there you go. Okay?
Okay. I'll get on the website. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless, Christine.
Bye-bye.
All right. I like that. She's full of energy. Good stuff. Let's get to Alberto from Georgia. Alberto, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. How you doing, sir? Yes, I got a question. I watched this video about the Daniel B. Wallace. He said he recommended the Net Bible was one of the best Bibles out there, and then next the NIV. But then the American Standard and the New American Standards, he don't recommend it because they're not really readable. They're very accurate, but it's not readable. Okay. And he recommended, like, he categorized it by elegance, you know, readability, and accuracy.
But let me ask you. What do you want from the Word of God? A translation that smooths things out and makes it more smooth for you to understand? Or do you want something that is literal to the original intent of what was written? Because if it's going to be smooth, it's by the interpretation and opinion of the translator who does that kind of a thing. But if it's the, you know, let's get as literal as to the original as we can, then there's less room for that. That's why I go with the NASB 95, because I don't want people's interpretations of what Scripture is supposed to mean, even in translation. I want the truth of what it says. And because of that, the NASB in Romans 5:18 in particular has led me to studying the Greek, which I would not have done in any other translation. And by studying the Greek in Romans 5:18, it led me to a whole bunch of new theological understanding about some stuff I would not have found in other translations that are just aimed at readability. I want the truth of God's Word, no matter what it says, and that's what I recommend. Okay?
Yeah, but he was saying that the NIV and the NET Bible had the meaning of it, and the other ones are more the form of it.
Really? Well, let me go to John 3:16. What it actually says in the Greek is, you know, John 3:16, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that all the believing one would have everlasting life. It doesn't say whosoever. Now, how literal do you want to be? Because John 3:16 is misquoted, misunderstood by a lot of people to think that what it means is anybody who just wants to believe can. That's not what it's saying. It doesn't say all those who want to believe, but it says all the believing one. Now, I want it as literal as possible. I want that in the Greek. I have learned over the years, if you want to study God's Word, then study God's Word. But if you want a translation that's going to make you feel comfortable, go get the, go get different translations. Okay?
He recommends every Christian should have a King James Bible with the other translation.
You should have an NASB.
And most of our idioms come from the King James.
NASB.
And the American Standard.
Hold on. An NASB, an ESV, and a King James. Get those three and you'll be fine. Compare them. Okay? Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Okay, man. All right. We're going to move along, okay?
Bye-bye. All right. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless, Alberto. All right. Let's get to Daphne from Greensboro, North Carolina. Daphne, welcome. You're on the air. Oh, let me hit the right button, because if I don't hit the right button, then they can't hear me. There, now you're on the air. Sorry about that.
So can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Sorry about that. I clicked the wrong button.
Okay.
Do it every now and then.
How you doing? This is my first time calling in.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're calling.
I just wanted to make a comment about Black Lives Matter being a terrorist group. And I just want to say that I totally agree with you. You know, as me being a Christian who believes in God's Word, and I know that I've read everything that you was reading about the Black Lives Matter, and I came to the same conclusion that you did, that they are a terrorist group. They're totally against God's Word.
Yes, they are.
And I just feel like I don't know, understand why people don't see Black Lives Matter as what they really are, and they are a terrorist group. And
yeah,
it promotes lawlessness and all kinds
there
of first things that are against God's nature. And also, there is another group out there, another organization that's called Every Black Life Matter. I don't know if you ever heard of that group,
no,
but
I haven't.
It's an alternative to that Black Lives group. It's a Christian group. So if anybody want to check out that website, it seems like it's based on from the womb to the tomb. You know, they believe in the life of all Black Lives Matter from the womb to the tomb. So if anybody wants to turn away from the Black Lives Matter organization, that they can go out to that website and see what they're all about. And I've been out there on that website. It seems like it has, it's a pretty good alternative organization than Black Lives Matter.
So it's everyblm.com, everyblm.com. And the reason I'm going to give it so quickly without checking it out, it says on the homepage, Critical Race Theory Conference, July 10th, find out what your kids are going to be taught and how to stop it. Good.
Right.
So good for them. And black people are all over that website, and black life, every black life matters. That's right.
Yes.
Even the ones that are unborn.
Right, exactly.
That's right. It's going to stop abortion.
Yes, right. That's all I wanted to comment on that. And just wanted to let you know that I totally agree with what you say about the Black Lives Matter organization, about it being a terrorist group.
It is. It's a soft terrorist group. They're not out there bombing and stuff like that. Well, you know.
Right,
but then the thing is, if someone inside of it does it. Then someone doesn't. Well, that's not really what BLM stands for. Well, actually, it is. Because it stands for removing the police, abolishing state gang databases. That's what the BREATHE Act, which Coolers defends. And says, she's for it. And she's a Marxist.
Right.
You want to, you know, I'm just reading through some of the stuff. I did this research a year ago, and I need to, you know, probably do a follow-up.
Yeah, like it's promoting lawlessness to me. It's
yeah.
It sounds like it.
That's right. You know, if people want to make things better between blacks and whites, well, everybody should stop focusing on black and white. Everybody should start focusing on what kind of person are you? You know, you're good. Are you you honest? Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, you work hard. That's what it is. That's how it should be.
Exactly.
Here's something. This is out of a Courier Journal. Cuban community plans rally at NULU restaurant in response to Black Lives Matter demands. Some of the demands requested that by Black Lives Matter protesters included that the business adequately represent Louisville black population by having a minimum of 23% black staff, purchasing a minimum of 23% inventory from black retailers, or donating 1.5% of net sales to a local black nonprofit organization, and requiring diversity and inclusion training. And what happens if you don't do that? What happens if you don't do that? Yeah, they make demands, and they pressure you, and they intimidate. Yeah. We got so much to talk about. All right, Daphne, you got to go. There's the end of the show. All right, God bless. Okay. Call back. All right. Hey, folks, by God's grace, back on air tomorrow, and hopefully we'll talk to you then. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.